Morning, how are y'all doing? Judy tells me that as long as I'm able to run my mouth, I'm happy. So I guess this morning I'm ecstatic about being here because I appreciate the opportunity and pray that Brother Dwayne gets back real quick. We enjoy hearing from him and appreciate the time and effort he puts into each Sunday morning's lesson here in Grace Walk. We got a lot of things going on in the world around us today. We got drought, we got famine, we got the riots, we got the insurrections. We can expect more of the insurrection with the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. So, we got a lot of issues going on. And, but through it all and all the trials and troubles and tribulations that we encounter, we still have a lot to be thankful for. So what I've titled today's lesson in the handout is, I know there's a whole lot more than seven reasons to be thankful, but I've highlighted the seven that are key to my life and my family's that, So I've entitled it Seven Reasons to Give Thanks to God. Our text this morning is going to be found in Psalms 116. We'll start in verse 12 and go through verse 19. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant, and I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid, thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. In studying this lesson, I was reminded of a lot of my shortcomings. There's a lot of verses through the Bible that describes our responsibility to give thanks to the Lord. And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of times that there are things that happens in my life that I'm not real thankful for. Deaths, kids, on drugs and alcohol. There's a lot of things that we face in our daily lives that we're not real thankful for, but, the one thing to keep in mind is God has a plan for us, and everything has its reason. In the fall, we find ourselves focusing more on thankfulness simply because of the Thanksgiving holiday. But looking at the scriptures reminds us to give thanks to the Lord. It must be a foundation of our lives every day. In fact, having an attitude of gratitude adds to our spiritual and physical health all year round. And it's a mindset that we can cultivate and achieve. We can certainly express our appreciation to family and friends for our employment, pleasant experiences, and new things. But the Bible clearly instructs Christians to fix our eyes on the Heavenly Father, the true source of every good thing in our lives. He is the one who graciously gives us all good things of all kinds, and our natural response should be to thank him specifically. Being truly thankful requires us to look beyond our current circumstances, whether blessings or struggles, and to look to God, our true source of blessings. It's easy to give thanks to God when we can physically see and touch his blessings, food, money, clothes, good health, property, family. But what happens when feeling thankful is hard? How can we be truly thankful in life? May not be Thanksgiving Day, but we can learn from Thanksgiving Day all year long. The pilgrims suffered great hardships, yet they chose to celebrate and thank God because they were blessed. There will always be circumstances, events, and news that we are not thankful for. And we can turn on the channel anytime or read the newspaper, and we can see a lot of things going on that we're not really thankful for. And we question, why is God letting this happen? But like I said at the beginning, God has a plan. But we can always express our gratitude to God through prayer and experience the power that comes through letting go of negativity and opening our eyes to the blessings that surround us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 encourages us to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This doesn't mean that we're to give thanks for everything, but it means give thanks in everything. We can say thank you for God for his faithfulness, that he never leaves or forsakes us, and for his promise of eternal life through his son, Jesus Christ. So how can we express thanksgiving? Psalms 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. We can lift up our thanks privately anytime, but there's something very special about gathering together to express gratitude to God. Periodically, we have a testimony slam where people are invited to stand up and share what God's done in their life. Listening to stories, it always leads me to be more aware of how grateful and thankful I should be for what God does in my life. Verses all through the Bible point us back to God as our creator and sustainer, and how we are to be a thankful people. The list of things we could praise him for is endless, but here are just a few reasons to give you thanks to God all year long. Don't be surprised if more blessings come to you, your mind, as you read these. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Found in Psalms 95, verses 2 and 3. Another one is give thanks for his love. In 1 John, the disciples say straight out that God is love. In Scripture, we see those that received and embraced his unconditional love for them humbly and joyfully thank the Lord for it. 1 John 4:8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In 1 Chronicles 16:34, O give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 106:1, praise ye the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endureth forever. Psalms 107:15, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And there's many, many, many more verses in the Bible that tells us to be thankful to God. God's love is just as strong for us today as it was for those that was in the Scripture. He's still our Father. He's still our sustainer who seeks a relationship with each one of us. His deep and abiding love should lead us to praise him, just like those that we read about. So I ask you, how's God shown his love to you? Another one is give thanks for his provision. From the earliest days of the Israelite nation, God has delivered his people from and led them through all sorts of trials, tribulations, and hardships. So many accounts of people responding with gratitude for how God watched over them in challenging times. Their trust grew stronger, and it led them to pray with expectations going forward. Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with song I will praise him. Daniel 2:23, I thank thee and praise thee, O God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made unto us the king's matter. Philippians 4:6, I think we're all familiar with that. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be known unto God. Ephesians 5:19-20, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't take much thought for us to come up with our own testimonies of how God has blessed us and continues to bless us in our life and has carried us through hard times. I don't think there's anybody in here that hasn't experienced some hard times at one time or another. He wants us to recognize that He and no one else is our provider and our sustainer, and He wants to hear our response. So I challenge you, in what situation has God provided for you? Another one is give thanks for His forgiveness. King David and the disciple Peter are two examples in the scripture of men who were impacted by their sinful choices and later received forgiveness of God. Both were deeply changed in the process. Others joined with them in scripture to express thanks for such amazing grace. In Isaiah 12:1, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me." Psalms 103, verses 2 and 3. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Every believer through the ages has been able to hold on to the same promise of receiving God's forgiveness. We too can feel that lightening of our spirit and respond with gratitude. So I don't have to ask you, what sins has God forgiven us of? We give thanks for His Word. Even before the Bible, as we know it today, existed, its teachings and truth were shared. Sometimes it spread by word of mouth, other times in written form. But whatever way it reached the people, the Word of God changed the minds and hearts and inspired gratitude in those that heard it. Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. At midnight I will give you thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments." That's found in Psalms 119:62. Today, most of us are immensely blessed to have access to the whole Bible, whether it's in physical form, whether it's electronic, whether it's through the internet. But we are privileged to have a written Bible in front of us that gives us guidance on how we can live our life each and every day. So it doesn't make any difference how a person hears it as long as they hear it. Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord." So what Bible verse has had the most impact on your life? And I think we can all unequivocally say John 3:16. You know, what else can I say about it? You know, God loved us. He forgave us of our sins, past, present, future. If we truly believe and trust in Him, He has forgiven us of our sins. Give thanks for His creation. God created the earth for His pleasure and ours, and took great care in the process of making it. Every detail was intentional. And King David was one of the many who delighted in nature, seeing evidence of the Master's hands all around him. If you would, turn to Psalms 136. We read verses 3 through 9. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. We have the opportunity to appreciate God's work all around us. Looking up into the bright blue sky, sitting on a beach, or walking the woods, it's a way to find a refreshment and calm. God's handiwork is all around us. Another one is give thanks for his people. The Apostle Paul often expressed gratitude for his fellow Christians for the encouragement and support they gave. He recognized that God was ministering to him through those believers while giving them a chance to know the joy of serving the Lord. Feeling the power of community brought out praises. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in prayers, in our prayers. Philemon 1, 4 through 5. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, at his meet, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you toward each other aboundeth. The church was part of God's plan for his people. Most of us who belong to a local church family can agree that there's comfort and strength to be found in fellowship. Brother Chris has preached several messages about the importance of being in God's house. And we all sometimes think we can find an excuse of why we can't go today or why we can't be there. And, you know, the excuses are easy to come up with. When I'm giving a class to the people that are working with and for me, I can tell them, man, you can think of 100 reasons why you shouldn't do that. But I challenge them to find one reason why they should do that. And that's where we're at today. Society has found so many reasons, so many excuses to take God out of schools, to take it out of communities. And whether you agree with me or not, there's a lot of churches that have actually taken God out of churches. And until we as Christians get back to doing things the way God wants us to, we're not going to receive his full blessings. We have to trust in him. So I challenge you again, how has being in a church family made a difference in how you live? Another one is give thanks for his plan for us. As I mentioned before, we all have trials, we all got issues, we've all had deaths in the family, you know, bad things happen to us, so how can we continue to have thanks? And I remind you, God has a plan. The challenge is for us to trust that God and let him work his way through our life and let him control our actions. The Apostle Paul wrote repeatedly that the followers of Christ have been set apart by God. He taught that believers have the privilege and responsibility of growing in holiness and of joining the Lord in his work. Paul also mentions God's plans for us to share in numerous blessings through what Jesus did on the cross: victory over the enemy, restoration with God, and an eternal kingdom to enjoy. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and make us manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:28-29. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. And in Revelation 11:17, saying, we give thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. The last one I have is God gladly receives our praise. In this age, we're even closer to seeing the return of Christ. That should awaken us to a greater determination to be known as God's children and more gratitude for his wonderful promises. Saying thank you to God hardly seems like enough in light of all of his blessings to us. But whenever we do that, he gladly receives our praises. Studying verses about thankfulness will bring us to a place of humility and a place of joy, and that is how God wants us to live every day. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Again, found in Psalms 116, 12 through 14. As Christians, we are called beyond simple thanks for the good things God has sent our way. We're also to give thanks for what he has done for us and for who he is. If you're like me, you're probably good at saying thank you for some of these things, and not as good as showing thanks for other things and showing appreciation for others. So I challenge you, as I challenge myself, why not set aside some time to set up your gratitude quotient, select one item, add it to your daily prayer list, and see what happens. That's what I'm doing. Think about all the blessings that God has given you, how he has guided us through sad times, bad times, trials, tribulations, temptations. Pick one of a plethora of any challenges out there of the way God has blessed you and thank him for it. You know, our blessings that God's given us is beyond measure. You know, I could never elaborate on how many blessings God's given us, or given me for sure. You know, he's blessed me with pretty good health. He's blessed me with employment. He's blessed me with a wonderful wife, a good family. But we've had our trials. You know, we've lost two sons. We've had a son that's been on drugs. You know, I don't like admitting it. You know, those are bad times. But through it all, we trusted God, you know, to get us through it. Because, like I said, he's got a plan. It hurts. Yes, it does. It hurts to lose a loved one. It hurts to lose a family member. It hurts to lose a close friend. But we got to trust that God has a plan for it. There's a reason for it. So I'll end with this in Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And I know this is a relatively short lesson, but I think it's a good reminder that we need to be thankful to God regardless of what the challenges are for us. Brother Stacy, would you close us out in prayer, please, sir? And